Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. The battle over fracking is heating up in Sacramento after three bills to place a moratorium on the practice passed the Assembly Natural Resources Committee. All the measures require some form of study before giving the go-ahead to a massive expansion of hydraulic fracturing in California. The hearing yesterday was packed. Environmentalists worry about the potential impacts on water supply and seismic stability, but the Monterey Shale is thought to contain more than 15 billion barrels of recoverable oil, and the potential profits are hard to dismiss out of hand. Next stop for the bills, the Assembly Appropriations Committee. A number of community colleges in California have been so battered by budget cuts and, frankly, mismanagement, they're at risk of losing their accreditation. It's a big deal for the communities in which these colleges operate, often tightly tied to the local economy. Alice Daniel has this story about College of the Sequoias in the Central Valley city of Visalia.
Drive down one of the main streets in the town of Tulare and note the businesses. Valley Pump and Dairy Systems, Garten Tractor, H&M Equipment Repair. It's an ag-based economy here, one that relies heavily on the local community college to help train its workforce.
Have you done this weld in 16 gauge?
Yes.
Yes? Okay.
I'm working a 10.
You got the 10 down. Go ahead and get your certifying coupons back there in the bin.
Frank Tebow is in the welding lab at College of the Sequoias, teaching students how to master different gauges. He's preparing them to work with companies that manufacture everything from steel beams to packing house equipment. Tebow is the department chair of welding and ag mechanics.
We work very hard through our advisory committees in the career technical area to be sure that we are offering our students specifically what it is the industry wants from us.
In fact, Tebow says, College of the Sequoias has partnerships with all kinds of local industries.
Kraft and Land O'Lakes are partners in training students for the processing end of the dairy industry.
The college is the primary training ground for welders at U.S. Farm Systems, says company engineer David Schoenherr.
Well, it's invaluable. As a company and as an individual in a company, you want to constantly improve your ability to perform.
But relationships like these hang in the balance. The Accrediting Commission for Community and Junior Colleges recently told College of the Sequoias that it has failed to meet accreditation standards in several areas, including adequately documenting and assessing what students learn. Without accreditation, the college would lose its state funding and could ultimately close. The president of the college says they've created a task force of faculty, staff, administrators, and students to address the problems. And, he says, he's confident the outcome will be positive.
All right, Nate. Put the guard on, please.
Fernando Fernandez is helping advise the task force. He teaches horticulture and chairs the ag division. Today, he's wrapping up a landscape maintenance class where students learn to prune large trees.
Put the guard on, please.
He says his department is working nonstop to meet the accreditation team's demands.
And hopefully when the visiting team comes again in the fall, the agricultural division will be cleared to go.
But vocational programs are easier to assess than courses like English or even science. That's why Fernandez is helping the college figure out the best ways to measure student outcomes in areas that are sometimes harder to quantify.
On the side of the faculty now, all efforts are being made to do all the assessments on the courses. So it's just a matter of getting those things done and moving forward.
Set up these pieces right here so I can weld them.
Back in the welding lab, students like Luis Gonzalez say the school is their way out of a harder life. The 27-year-old says before he came here, he was in trouble with the law for drug possession. But he's shaped up and now works here part-time. He plans to graduate in the fall and says the school gives him a focus.
It means a lot because if I'm not here, I'm out doing bad stuff, you know? Yeah, it gives me something to do.
Another student, Adolfo Arredondo, is the son of farm workers and says he's the first in his family to go to college. He's trying to get welder certification, and he hopes the school won't lose accreditation.
That'd be a bad thing, you know, because I'm planning to be certified.
College of the Sequoias has until October to answer to the Accrediting Commission, and will get a response by February. For the California Report, I'm Alice Daniel in Tulare.
The court-appointed overseer of California prison health care has ordered officials to move about 3,300 inmates out of Pleasant Valley and Avenal State prisons in the Central Valley immediately. The prisons are infected with a fungus known as valley fever. Most folks suffer something like a flu off it, but about 1% develop lethal infections, and more than 30 people have died in recent years. And now, here's another in our occasional series on people who volunteer in California called The Giving State. Today, we meet a freshman at the University of San Francisco who advocates for organ donation on behalf of the California Transplant Donor Network.
My name is Alfonso Garcia, and I go to speak with high school students, the church community, other sorts of events, raising awareness about organ and tissue donation.
I'm here today to share with you guys my story. I was a sophomore. I had big dreams of being a boxer, maybe going into the military academy.
When someone told me that, you know, I was about to die within 48 hours, I was in complete shock. At that age, I couldn't believe it because, you know, I've been through that whole stage in your life where you think you're indestructible and nothing can hurt you. When they told me I needed a liver transplant, came the realization that, you know, this was something very serious.
And so there was a priest that came to me and gave me my last rites. After 24 hours of being there at UCSF, we got news that a liver had appeared from Sacramento. A man who was 22 years old had recently passed away of a sinus infection.
I basically start with my story, and then I tell them how grateful I am to be alive, and that, yes, I know the donor. His name is George Becker. I met the family last year in 2011 after I threw the first pitch for the San Francisco Giants. The sister of my donor contacted me through Facebook. All I could do to show them my love is to, you know, stay healthy, go out there, and continue inspiring other people to be organ and tissue donors.
It's something I appreciate every day of my life. And I hope that, you know, the story inspires you today to be a donor.
So let's give him a round of applause.
Alfonso Garcia was interviewed by our intern, Lauren Benishu. You can listen to this profile again and hear other profiles online at californiareport.org/givingstate. That's the California Report for Tuesday, April 30th, the production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995, and the California Endowment. Health happens with prevention at calendow.org.